tear their ass up. Simple as that.
You tell me.
For those who never heard of this, welcome to my terminus. Dynamism, rhyme, prism, dinosaur, and y'all could...
Hey, you, go Sparta, go harder. Peace, love, many blessings to you. Welcome to another episode of Sparta Speaks. And on this one, I want to talk about the importance of a morning routine. Now, I tell you from the jump, anybody that know Deli, know I am not a morning jelly at all. I hate the mornings. I hate early mornings. I'm a night owl. I stay up late, writing, rhyming, recording these, you and the dig, all the time I'm up late. But a morning routine is so vital for your success. The way you wake up is the way you will continue to be throughout the day, all the way until you go to rest. So no matter of the time that you get up, the importance of what you do when you get up is vital. If you get up, you on your phone, you see social media news, all of the negative stuff, somebody got robbed, somebody getting jumped, a beautiful woman got R-worded, something, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you intaking that the first day, the first moment, the first thing you do, you not even thanking God for your first breath, you not appreciating your family, you not taking the time out to work out, to love yourself in the morning, the first thing you want is gossip, the first thing you want is negativity. All of that, trust me, is vibrational. That universal signal that you are allowing into your body, into your signals, into systems, is exactly why your alignment is all wonky. Why your joint off? Because you not aligning yourself to say, you know what, thank you, Lord, thank positivity, thank my family for giving me a roof over my head. So how you start is how you finish. So it's important to start your day with something positive, some nourishment, reading something. You ever dig? Listening to positive vibrational music on YouTube, whatever, or this video in the morning, you know what I mean? Set yourself up with Sparta Speaks on every morning if you could. Got a backlog of a lot of episodes. But start your day off positive. To start your morning routine right. Even if it's not in the morning that you get up, whatever time of day you awake, you need to implement some positive intake. You overdig? Enough of the rambling. Let's get into what she speaks on as far as the morning routines type joint. You overdig? So the beautiful Lala Delia out the book, Vibrate Higher Daily, says, vibrational based living is the day-to-day lifestyle of intentionally moving through your life with awareness of forces operating from within you, through you, around you, and in all things. Vibrational based living is transformative because it creates a shift in how you see, sense, connect with, and respond to everything within and around you. Living this way, though, takes living through daily vibrational awareness. And this starts the moment you awaken each day. Everything around you is affecting your vibration, even the subtle things. It could be clutter in a corner, in a sink, or on a table, or a desk that you pass by, which creates uneasy energy. Or perhaps the tone of news updates or social media claiming your early morning attention. It could be waking up with an off mood. Something as simple as setting up a morning routine that nourishes, fortifies, and positively aligns you before the day carries you off in its various directions makes a huge impact on the state of your energy and being for the rest of the day. Doing things early in the day that build up your vibrational reserves is a great way to take charge and harmonize your day. I emphasize the word daily in the term vibrate higher daily because this path is a process. The choices of the individual practices we adopt every day hold the power to shift us higher or lower. Through daily practices, we are able to build a lifestyle that serves us and that supports our exodus from a life that doesn't serve us. personally and collectively. Just as running coaches would tell us that becoming a runner, you have to start slowly with a mile a few times a week. So too, we nurture vibrational-based living through small, incremental choices each day that build upon themselves. We are always creating our life through each moment and with each choice. The potential for your life and future is shaped differently depending on whether you commit to unconscious habit and pattern or to vibrational awareness in your life. You always have the choice to exit autopilot mode to clean out and update your mental programming. You have the freedom to create a new story. Start your journey with a small step to that new story daily with a morning routine. Such routines are important because they lay the groundwork for your day and ultimately your life. As days turns into weeks, weeks turns into months, and ultimately months turns into years. Setting a solid and supportive foundation for yourself through consistency, mindful behavior, persistence, and sustainable daily habits is key. And keep in mind that consistency here is not about perfection, but rather about progress, daily awareness, and noticeable results. I know that was a long-winded, long informational given passage, but all of that was vital for you to understand how daily practices, how every day, what you do, how you start it off is how you finish it off. And also, the more you continuously, routinely, day by day do these things, the more in the long run, the longevity, you'll see the impact. You'll feel the difference in your spirit, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you interact with everyone, as she spoke of. When you are vibrating at a higher frequency, everything starts vibrating at a higher frequency around you. And it's easier for you to notice things that aren't operating at a frequency that is high and on your level. And you could just eradicate those things and be like, ah, basura, toss. You overdid garbage. So, on that note, you stop being long-winded and let you get to it. I pray that you vibrate higher daily. I hope that this served you very well as it serves me. On that note, stay blessed. Stay you, woo. And as always, deuce.